This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. A little change up today just because of necessity, if you will. I don't know where my guest is, and neither do you. And that's because we don't need to know. But joining me from somewhere, but I don't know where he's at, from Pipe Hitters Union, among other things, is Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir. I hear you out there. Are you still out there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can.
Good.
So we don't need to discuss where you are. As a matter of fact, I don't know. When I was discussing things earlier today, I said, I don't want to know.
Well, Bill, I'll go ahead and let you know. I can't give you many details, but I can give you a little bit of information. I am in D.C.
Okay.
You'll probably figure out that I'm sitting in an airport right now.
Sure.
You'll hear some stuff coming over the intercom, but I've been called out here because of my background. On occasion, I get asked to come out and do some consulting and some advisory work. Sure. On various intelligence type projects. And the project that I've been out here on is probably one of the sexiest, coolest, most ridiculous projects I've ever been involved in. That's about all I can tell you, but yeah, it's stupid sexy, but super secret, and I'm really excited about it. But I'm at the airport waiting for a flight to get back home. It has been one of the most ridiculous busy weeks for me, flying here, flying there. You know, I'm flying back to Austin tonight, and then I'll probably get 2 or 3 hours of sleep, and then I've got to drive to Dallas in the morning. Earl and I are actually headed up to Dallas from Austin to go check out some new technology for the business, which I'm pretty excited about.
Right. And next week, Lincoln will be doing a little bit of R&R. He will be incommunicado. He won't be talking to me. He won't be talking to nobody. He will only be talking to Mrs. Osiris. So
that is definitely the case. I haven't, I'm probably not even going to take my cell phone, because if I take it, I'll be tempted to use it.
Turn it on.
I haven't had a vacation since my wife and I got married 5 years ago, and it is about time. So I'm going to trust everyone around me to hold the fort down, and we're going to head to Jamaica for a week. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, you better leave the phone at home and not have Miss Osiris throat punch it. That would be, I've been married longer than you, and I can tell you that when your wife throat punches you, this is a sign of agitation.
Yeah, well, you know what? She throat punches me once a week just to keep me in check.
Gotcha. So we're going to get our digs in while we can. And today I am the protagonist. I am the one that's going to be baiting and then stepping back. We have about 5 minutes left in this segment because we've been explaining everything. So let me tell you about something. I don't know if you've heard about this. Have you ever heard of blockchain?
Of course. Absolutely.
Do you know what they want to use blockchain for?
You know, people are talking about using it for all sorts of ridiculous stuff right now. I know that the world's on fire, but I don't know where you're going with this. So what is going on right now?
A computer science major named Luke Sturger has gone to Washington, D.C., and he's been making the rounds with both anti-gun and pro-gun people because he thinks you can use blockchain. And this would offer the perfect balance between security, anonymity, and scale that could please all sides of the gun control debate. This would be to track gun sales in America.
Hmm. Okay. That's interesting.
Now, his claim is that with blockchain, because, you know, it sort of underpins Bitcoin, and everybody's like, well, you can't hold Bitcoin, and the government doesn't regulate Bitcoin. There's no way to tax Bitcoin, you know, that kind of thing. He thinks because it's involved in the Bitcoin kind of thing, the free wild west of the internet, that they could build this database that would be completely anonymous and non-regulated and non-overseen by the government.
Can I ask a ridiculous question?
Sure.
If they're going to create a database that would be completely anonymous, what's the point of having that database in the first place?
Well, I'm sure for the, like, he's visited with Dianne Feinstein, and he's also visited with some pro-gun congressmen. I'm sure for them, the fact that it would exist, just the creation of it, you know, they're willing to go along with just the creation of it, because then they don't have to create it, and all they have to do is then they just, I'm sure they just pass a law and say, you have to make this available to us, you have to do this, you have to do that.
Well, that sounds very logical, because what's the point of having data? To be able to use that data. So if the data is unavailable to anyone, it is worthless to everyone. Therefore, what's the point of doing it in the first place, unless that data is then going to become available to someone, which now defeats the whole point that we, you know, of the anonymity. So, yeah, no, I'm not down with that.
He says he would like to, he wants to use the blockchain technology to build an online database incapable of being abused by the government and monitored by everyone. A bit like an ultra-secure online database spread out across the database. He gives an example. Police might need the serial number of a specific gun to unlock its history on blockchain, and researchers would only be able to study anonymous aggregate data. No one would own the database, which would exist securely distributed across many individual computers.
You know, I can actually say, like, it's not a bad idea, but it's a horrible idea. Like, I understand, like, this guy might have his heart in the right place. He just might not know what he doesn't know. Like, it's, I don't believe that a database like this could exist without being abused by the powers.
Well, you would have to have some sort of access to what the ATF is doing in order to get this data about the guns.
I mean, every manufacturer sells, every dealer sells, every private sale, which now we're talking about, all right, so now we've got to report private sales as well. All right,
yep.
So if we don't have to report private sales, now your database is very kind of incomplete. But if we have to report private sales, now they've just won. They have gained, you know, access. You know, now we're, you know, we've got to report private sales. So that's just an extra piece of information to give to them. And then, yeah, let's say that they kick this can, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road. Then they pass a bill that says, yeah, now the government is going to have access to it. Well, we just lost. So, yeah, I'd prefer just not to have a database in the first place.
Well, it's, you know, he's like 22, 23 years old. He hasn't had that disillusioning moment when he... Have you ever seen that movie Real Genius when Val Kilmer still looked like Val Kilmer?
Right, yes.
When they develop the big mirror and it's, nobody knows what it's going to be for, but everybody knows what it's going to be for. I mean, this would be something that was weaponized as soon as it was online.
Sure, absolutely. I agree with that completely. And let's just say, for instance, it's anonymous and I'm a firm believer that all technology, you know, whether it's AT&T, Verizon, Facebook, they say that, you know, your stuff is private. I don't believe that. I don't believe it for a minute. And there may be reasons why I don't believe it, but I believe that the government has a pipeline straight into it when they need it. And it's not even that they're hacking the system, that they have sold out to the powers. They've, you know, made that dirty deal. And, you know, the government, well, certain levels of the government, not all government, but certain levels of the government have just open wide access to it to do what they need to do and check out what they need to check out. So I don't really see that, yeah, this could start off with, you know, maybe some good intentions, but, you know, it's a powerful tool. It would be a powerful tool, and, you know, power corrupts, and I don't think it would remain that way, even for a minute.
I agree with you. Coming up on the first break here, my guest is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest, who is currently sitting somewhere probably too far away from the coffee shops for it to matter, in some hotel or in some airport concourse, is Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Hey, look, I was in a bunch of airports a week ago, so I get it. Have you been monitoring what some of the big banks want to do when it comes to gun purchases, people buying guns, people's businesses selling guns, that kind of thing? You've been monitoring
that? So, yes, I'm absolutely familiar with what's going on there. And I'm really surprised that it's just now kind of becoming a story. I've been dealing with it for years now, actually. I've got multiple businesses. One of those businesses, well, let's just talk about Pivoters Union. Pivoters Union, our bank almost discontinued doing business with us because we have an agreement with Spikes Tactical to manufacture and distribute guns on our behalf. They almost, yeah, suspended our business for that reason, because we had money coming to us from Spikes Tactical from the sale of guns. We don't sell guns. We don't manufacture guns, but we receive money from a gun manufacturer, and we almost lost our banking privileges, if that, you know, if you can consider it that, at our large bank. And it is an extremely large bank. It's kind of been, this has been happening over the last few years. I've had to fight the fight a few times. I actually sit at the head of another gun company. I don't even want to throw the name at you right now. This gun company has been in business for about a year behind the scenes. It's going public probably in the next week or two. So in the next week or two, we can chat about that. But I had the same problem with this gun company and banking. Bank of America didn't want to play ball. Wells Fargo didn't want to play ball. Nobody wants to play ball with, you know, gun companies. There are a couple of banks still out there that will play ball, but it's ridiculous. That's truly how I feel about it. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Now, what they're trying to talk about doing, though, is it almost sounds like they want to be able to, and, you know, I don't know how this comes across. Maybe you would know. If I use my credit card to buy T-shirts or hats or some mugs from Pipe Hitters Union, does that say that I have bought T-shirts and hats and mugs from Pipe Hitters Union, or does it just say I bought $50 worth of stuff from Pipe Hitters Union?
It says you bought $50 worth of stuff from Pipe Hitters Union.
So they are going to try, based upon what I'm reading, it's almost like they want to try to force vendors to specify exactly what it is people are buying, so they can then, I guess, turn it down. Am I reading that right?
Well, that is the way that I understand it. It's almost another way to track gun sales. So they're forcing the manufacturers or the dealers or the vendors to specify what it is that this individual is buying, so that they can then deny that transaction, so they don't have to play ball. Now, they have done it. Bank of America, for instance, has already done it by removing, not allowing any, you know, companies, any gun companies to use Bank of America. But now they're going to prevent their customers, Bank of America customers, just regular bankers, from purchasing guns through Bank of America.
Now, when we had Operation Choke Point going on, and they started doing things with people like McMillan Brothers, who they tried to, well, they basically took their banking capability away from them temporarily. That's always a temporary thing, because there's always somebody going to get that business, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Are you waiting for the gun industry to make their own financial solution?
You know, I'm surprised it hasn't been done yet. So when you go to, you know, conventions and events like NRA or SHOT Show, and there are plenty of, you know, courses that you can sit through and learn about this, or seminars that you can sit through and learn about that. And they always have, like, preferred, hey, you need a merchant account provider, a merchant service provider. Hey, these guys are preferred, and they will deal with gun sales. Or you're looking for people like you know, web services. Like, for instance, Stripe. Stripe is one of the biggest, you know, merchant account services that go through websites, and they will not allow, you know, the sale of guns there, but they will point you in the right direction. But I'm surprised at this point someone hasn't just created an entity that is favorable to, you know, conservative values and that is pro-2A and just because it would be an immediate magnet for that type of business.
Right.
So I don't think they would have to work very hard to pull in all those deposits and grow as a banking institution if they were to do that.
So
it's really no different than somebody trying to create a platform similar to YouTube, but that wouldn't, you know, jam down these, you know, their liberal agenda and, you know, delete people's accounts and so on. Like recently just happened to Spice Tactical, except for Spice Tactical, similar to me, we don't lay down. We don't take BS from anyone and we get loud and we go public. And they gave them their YouTube channel back, which I believe, man, they're one of the only people I believe that has, you know, raised enough noise to get their channel, you know, given back to them.
Well, as rapidly as they did, yeah, because they don't have as many subscribers. They don't, you know, like Hickok 45 has so many subscribers. He has his own YouTube rep that works with him. And if something happens with him, he's got a phone number he can call.
Right.
So not all of us have that. And
no, and Spikes did not have that. But what Spikes does have is a really good PR guy.
Yep.
And they've got access to, you know, news channels. And they've got access to people with a very big reach. And the moment they got loud, you know, YouTube backed down and they give them their channel back.
Yep.
A lot of people just roll over and take it. And, you know, I'm not cut that way. And I know Spikes isn't cut that way.
Well, no, I contest everything they do to me. Right now, they have demonetized videos of me shipping out ball caps. Which, don't ask me why I did a video of me shipping out ball caps. That's just how dull my life is. But I made a video of that one time because I was doing something called the Ninja of the Month. And, yeah, they demonetized it. A whole minute and a half long. I was just sort of doing
it.
D-log.
But yep. Just as much as it surprises me that nobody's created a new channel specifically, you know, for, you know, guns.
Yeah.
And done it the right way, it surprises me that there hasn't been a bank, even a small bank. It doesn't need to be a large national bank, but a small regional bank that service national customers to do just that. No, it surprises me.
We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Lincoln Osiris. I've got something to tell him. I don't even know if he knows it yet, but we'll find out what he has to say. From Pipe Hitters Union, this is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest from some airport right now is Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. I got a care package in the mail the other day from young Mr. Cope.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It is. It has something very curious to me on it. It's called a... let me read it. Let me see what it says on the side over there. Oh, yeah. Mod PHU.
Oh, I know what that is.
It has something on the rail and on the upper and lower receiver he calls the battle-worn finish. It weighs, the weight and the balance. I've had guns that were lightweight, right? I mean, the lightest weight one was done by Robar. But it was completely polymer upper and lower, so that's sort of cheating. So, a steel gun, I've had some that were lightweight, some that were not so lightweight, but normally the ones that were really good at mitigating an already mild recoil were really heavy on the front. Probably weighed 8 pounds altogether. Not this gun. I haven't pulled the trigger on this gun yet, but I have seen people pulling the trigger on guns with this barrel and this this muzzle device. And this is a Pipe Hitters Union mod, so this is sort of like the best of both worlds for me.
Well, let me tell you, you are absolutely going to love that trigger. It's one of my favorite triggers. I believe that we're the only, well, Spikes and, you know, PHU, we're the only people that use that specific trigger OEM builds. Right. So we've got, it's a CMC two-stage, 2-3 trigger. It is absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely one of my favorite triggers. When you take it out and get to shoot it, I'd love to hear back from you and hear your opinion, but I feel very confident saying you're going to love it as well. The reset is super crisp and clean. There's no mush to it. It's a beautiful trigger. You're going to love it.
For somebody like you, when you come back and you probably, who made the weapons that you ran when you were in the military?
Okay. We were kind of running Franken guns in the beginning of the war.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The armorers had gotten a hold of them, huh?
Absolutely. Nothing. There was nothing normal about our guns. And that was one of the things I think most people kind of envied about us. So we'd walk around in, you know, uniforms that other people didn't recognize. And we were running, you know, rifles that people were like, you know, couldn't quite figure out. But yeah, they were, I would definitely have to say they were Franken guns, but, they were, you know, most of us were running shorties for urban ops and, you know, a different upper for, you know, anything out in the mountains and whatnot. But yeah, I couldn't really tell you specifically, you know, narrow it down to like one specific gun because our parts were coming from all over the place.
Now, given your experience with the mil-spec type rifle and everything and, you know, rifles that are designed to go out with you, even though we know, and I know, you know, when I was in, I don't mind telling you, most of the guns were Colts.
Of course.
But the handguards were made by a toy company called Mattel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, G.I. Joe, the company that made G.I. Joe, made the handguards for the original M16.
That's pretty epic. I had no idea.
Yeah, so, you know, I had the Kung Fu grip, and I had a gun that needed the Kung Fu grip. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. But they too became mutts, but I mean, they were never meant for our, you know, very shortly after that, they fielded the disastrous M16A2 with a 3-shot burst, which I always thought was, you know, nobody in their right mind was holding down the chatter switch anyway.
Right.
And
true.
For them to get out there and enforce it, that might mean I might need 5 shots going downrange. But no, I'll have to do 3 and then 2. So I always thought the M16A2 was a big mistake. Although that was the first modification I ever saw to the gun back in the 80s. Because back in the 80s, we trained with Vietnam-era guns.
Yeah, true.
So do you think if you could, you know, back in your military days, if you could have gotten in touch with somebody in your you know, your armor and said, hey, get me some of these guns by Spikes. If you had a gun completely set up the way it should be set up and it was made by the gun geeks at Spikes, would you be happy with that?
I mean, that's an understatement. So Spikes offers a very, very wide variety of guns. Like you can get a, you know, entry level, you know, basic off the shelf, you know, AR at Spikes, but you can spend a fortune and get a beautiful, you know, a beautiful, beautiful, like, suppressed, you know, shorty from Spikes as well. Like, you know, really, really nice stuff. Now, our guns that we have them build for PHU, we put a lot of time and a lot of effort into the design of those guns. We wanted them to be nice, but not so nice that people couldn't afford it. So it's an advanced, you know, level, you know, gun. But we tried to do it at, you know, at a price people can afford. I think most of the guns, the PHU guns, retail at about $2,000, which it's expensive, but not overly expensive because, you know, their guns over there go up to, you know, $3,500.
Yeah.
So, but that for that $2,000 price, you know, tag, you can get, we put all the money where it counts. So it's got a very high-end trigger, like I just explained. It's got a very high-end bolt. It's got a very high-end barrel. All the stuff that really matters is high-end. Now, the upper and lower, we're looking at, you know, forged, you know, pieces. And then we've thrown on, you know, a minimalist stock, and it's got, you know, a nice rail system. It's got, you know, Spike. It's got an R2 brake on it. The shorty has got the Barking Spider brake on it. So we've kind of did the absolute best we could in making it function, because function is so much more important to me than, you know, looking cool. It is any gun that's got, well, a lot of guns over at Spikes, but any gun that is specifically, you know, built for PHU is a gun that I absolutely, positively, without a second thought, would bet my life on. They are quality I would take to a gunfight any time of day, you know, whether the fight's coming to me for home defense or I'm taking a fight halfway around the world to the bad guys. They are high-end guns. And one thing that a lot of people don't know about Spikes is all of their guns, not just their, you know, expensive guns, but even their basic guns come with a lifetime guarantee. Have a problem, you call them, they make it right. A lot of companies don't do that.
No. And one thing about them, I have found this out just by asking around. They actually, a lot of people supposedly have that, have that warranty until you actually try to get somebody to do it, to go with it. But
I would be crazy excited to run, you know, a Spikes gun, you know, in combat. Absolutely. And now, I don't know if you guys know this yet, but Spikes has just released a long gun. I might be messing up right now. I might really be messing up. I might have to call it and ask for some forgiveness. They might not have announced it yet, but I'm going to go ahead and take a risk. So they've got a Roadhouse.
Well, we're about to. I've seen that. We're about to run out of time. If you actually want to talk about that, let's pick that up.
Well, you might have just saved me.
Okay. Pipe Hitters Union. My favorite shirt I was wearing a Pipe Hitters Union shirt when I went into the gym today. My shirt said Be Violent First. Every man in that gym was asking me about my shirt. That's sort of cool. That's the attitude I like to exhibit. PipeHittersUnion.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 on the radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking to Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. He's in some airport concourse, hopefully getting ready to load up and head back to Austin.
Not so much. They just delayed my flight.
Because of the weather?
Who knows?
Who knows?
It's always something, right?
Now, so do you want to go all in on this and just blip
this
out?
No, I'm not. Okay. And I'm glad we had this commercial break. It was just long enough for me to slap some sense into me, because had I had 60 more seconds, I would have gone off. But what I will say is, so Spikes does make the Roadhouse. Their Roadhouse is an AR platform 308. It is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But if you could expect something even sexier than that to come from that same platform, what might it be? Just keep your eyes peeled, pay attention, call Spikes, ask them, hey, what's coming down the road with the Roadhouse? I wouldn't be surprised if it hasn't been released yet. It'll be released this week, but man, let me tell you, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
I'm hoping I can talk Kit into sending me some stuff to review. Besides this gun, I'm going to review this gun exhaustively. I've got an idea for a picture I'm going to take with this gun that just will show everybody that's associated with the show. And that will be item number one. But I wanted to talk to you. One of the topics I wanted to bring up is, have you ever noticed how the gun grabbers will say that there's no gun violence studies allowed to be done, while all along there's gun violence studies being done? I mean, John Lott revises his every year.
Right. Right.
Well, they have gotten out there. And some of their heroes have... Let me just read you the headline to the article. This will set you up. You'll feel warm and fuzzy about this. Let me just find it. Here it is. Researchers tackle gun violence despite lack of federal funding.
Right.
Which, that describes Gary Kleck and John Lott all day long. all day long. But this is primarily coming from a cat named David Hemingway. Have you ever heard of him?
I don't believe so.
See, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a law out there called the Dickey Amendment, which states that the CDC cannot openly advocate for gun control. They cannot use taxpayer funds to openly advocate for gun control. So they read this to mean that if the CDC can't get out there and say we need gun control, that means they're not allowed to study gun violence. They've actually studied gun violence twice. They've studied it twice. They studied it recently in 2013, and they studied it back in the 90s when Gary Kleck did his first. Before there was a John Lott, there was a guy named Gary Kleck who was a ACLU card-carrying Democrat out of Florida, but he's an honest criminologist who found out that, you know, there's 2.5-3 million defensive gun uses per year.
Right.
So with all of these studies that are going on right now and everything else, do people come up to you as a Second Amendment advocate, a gun guy, a military veteran and everything else, and ask you about things like which direction is the country going in? Don't you think guns should come off the street? Aren't you, you know, is Texas going to go purple, that kind of thing?
You know, people come up to me and ask me ridiculous questions all the time, and my wife usually just shakes her head and walks away. And I'm tempted. It's tough because I really want to be supportive, and I would love to try to change some minds and bring some people over to the other side. But typically you can tell in the approach, by the way they've asked the question or their body language or something else, but they're not really there to have a conversation. So I try really hard not to waste my time. I think so many people have just, you know, got it set in their minds. They hear all this, you know, propaganda from, you know, the lamestream media, and, you know, they truly believe that, you know, things are much worse than they are. And I think, what was it? I think a study was just recently done that London has surpassed, man, I could be off on this, so
New York,
definitely fact check me.
They have surpassed New York in murders.
New York, right, with the murder rate. And
yeah.
Let me go, newsflash, guys, there are no guns. In London, they're doing it with knives. And now in London, they're saying, you don't need a knife. You don't need a knife this big. You don't need to carry a knife. So I think it's really, really good story. You know, they take guns, then they want to take knives, and then they're going to want to take your fingernail clippers. Like, it's give a dog a bone, give a mouse a cookie. It's just, I'm still just like, no. And it brings me back to, you know, the bump stock. And I've said it on your show, you know, numerous times at this point. The bump stock's ridiculous. But if you want a bump stock, I think you should be able to have a bump stock. And so many people I do have this conversation with, and this is repeatedly, can't you just meet me in the middle? Can't we just agree to find a common, like a middle ground? I'm like, don't you realize we're beyond that common ground? But it happened so long ago that you don't know about it. And then before that, it happened so long ago that you don't know about it. But here we are. Now you're trying to find a new middle ground. And, you know, the answer is just like, you know, no. And I don't want to have the conversation because it's pointless. It's too bad. It really is too bad.
Well, I mean, the whole middle ground picadillo is false. I mean,
right.
A representative out of California, a guy named Swalwell, came out and said, we should do buybacks of assault weapons right now, outlaw them. And then the people who don't turn, and then the people that won't do the buyback, won't comply with the buyback, we need to go after them hard and, you know, heavy. So, you know, here's finally another Democrat. There's been lots of Democrats. I mean, the, retired, what is this, Souther, the, Supreme Court Justice, who says we should repeal the Second Amendment. Lots of them are taking the mask off. So they're not really interested in a middle ground. And whenever, you know, if somebody wants to have that conversation with me, that's fine. As long as they know I know what they really want. And as long as they know that I say that they're never going to get it from me.
You know, I think, to be fair, I think there are many people that do believe that, you know, just a common Joe that thinks that he really does is looking for a middle ground. But what I don't think is that he realizes that he's just a pawn in a game that's being played for decades and decades and decades, way beyond his, you know, history and way beyond his, you know, how long he will play the game. Because I do believe the end game is all guns, that there is no middle ground. But to every generation, they think they just move the middle ground further down the line. So, and this guy in California that says, hey, you know, we'll do a buyback, but the people that don't, you know, offer their guns up for the buyback, then we'll come take your guns. Well, oh, you're going to come take guns with guns. And I don't know, isn't that kind of the definition of a tyrannical government?
Oh, yeah.
So
you're not on the slippery slope no more. You're on the super slide at that point. You've gotten off the slippery slope, and you're on the super slide with all kinds of soap on it, too. You're going to go fast down that slope. So, yeah, at that point, and I, you know, the idea that these guys don't quite get what that would mean stuns me.
Well, you know what? The guys saying it aren't the guys that will come take the guns.
Yeah, that's the problem, too, because I don't think they can find enough people to do it.
Oh, I think you'll find a handful, but I think a lot of people will just, you know, just no. Just sorry, not today.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's, well, no, I mean, they've thrown the, not the military. The military has become somewhat of a social justice petri dish to me. You've got more recent experience with it. I hope I'm completely wrong on that one.
We can do an entire hour on that issue alone.
We'll have to do that after Jamaica.
Right, true.
And then the cops, of course, they throw the cops under the bus. And, I mean, they just roll over them all the time. And, you know, Trump is doing a good job as far as being pro-cop and everything. And I'm glad he is. He's doing a good thing being pro-soldier. But, you know, anyway. Of course, I'm prattling on, and we've run out of time. So I hope you have a very good flight, safe travels. Enjoy your vacation. We will reconvene in a couple of weeks.
I love it. And you take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. PipeHittersUnion.com. I wear it. You should wear it. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.